chord snap. Okay. So are you doing it a beat late or no?
No. Okay, I heard you say it, so it's internet.
Okay, cool.
So it's not going to be in sync.
Yeah. Okay. So, and... All right.
But all you have to do is line up the snaps that are in... That was the way out as far.
Sorry, dude.
That clipped so hard. My focus right just spazzed out, went all red.
I guess we just go... That's a podcast stream starting soon screen, then I'll just flip it over to the normal one.
Yeah. And it'll be we're still recording, right?
Yeah. Keep recording. I'm editing all this out.
Yeah.
I'm just doing video stuff.
Nah, this is the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's one point. Oh,
yeah. Oh, fuck. I just moved my light. That's all good. Oh, yeah. Let me know. Fuck it. Yeah, but let me know when you're ready. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
All right. Do you want to kick it off?
I can do that.
All right, sweet.
All right. Welcome back to the Nerd Sip. It is me, Kelly. We've got Sam. Sam.
How's it going?
That was so stupid. We've got Sam. Sam. Is your surname Sam?
Sam.
Samuel. But back to the point. This is the Nerdsit podcast. You know what it is. You've been here before. And if you haven't, we just talk about video game news and stuff and things because we want you to be informed in the most enjoyable way possible. And that is this way because we're funny blokes.
Hell yeah, brother. That was it.
That we'll just copy and paste that and put that at the beginning of every episode.
Yeah, that can go everywhere.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah, this is the first episode we've done in a long time where we're having a video portion. So if you're listening to audio of this, you can jump over to our YouTube, NerdSip on YouTube, and you can catch the video version of it.
Mm-hmm. Just facial expressions. Me picking my nose for forgetting that I'm on camera. there'll be a stretch. Like, it'll just, you know, it's just watching two people exist while they try to talk about something seriously.
Yeah, it's all going to be happening. But what's the week been like for you?
It's been, work's been hectic. Work's been crazy. That's actually consumed the majority of the week for me. But outside of that, you and I have been planning some stuff. Sam and I have been working on a few ideas, this being one of them, you know, bringing back the video format. I've got some stupidly obnoxious lights currently next to me, lighting the sides of my face because the only lights I had without having to pay for anything were these huge photography lights. I don't know. They're really bright, man. I'm not looking at the video at the moment, but does it look as bright as it probably feels?
It's bright. It's not, it's a good kind of bright.
Yeah. That's what it feels like, but
one would say it's lit.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, dude.
Yeah.
Would you?
I would.
Would you actually?
It's probably lit, dude.
Oh, when he calls you lit, dude.
Keep going.
We've got some stuff coming. Sam and I've been spending some time working on some ideas, which we're excited for, and music stuff as well, which was really good yesterday.
Yeah, for those who don't know, Kelly and I also do music together, and we're working on an album currently. And we were just doing that yesterday. That's pretty much the same week for me as well. We had are you talking about Fall Guys today?
Yes.
Okay, we won't talk about Fall Guys yet. Fall Guys released. And then we had What else? A bunch of stuff happened this week. A lot of things that were like, holy shit, this changes everything. And then it's like, oh, no, it's all good. Crisis averted, but there was never actually a crisis.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, oh my God. Oh, it's okay. All good.
Yeah.
All G. There's no actual harm yet.
Yeah. Speaking of which, we'll jump straight into that story. So what happened was Trump signed a document.
Oh, yeah. Which, okay.
Essentially, it was an executive order banning any US business dealings with WeChat, which parent company is Tencent, within 45 days. Trump's order against Tencent was issued simultaneously with his executive order against TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. This is pretty huge because
I think
it was like 1 or 2 days before this, there were talks of Microsoft buying out TikTok's Western business distribution, something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
But just all of the American part of TikTok, Microsoft's going to buy that out just so that they can still operate in America and Western civilization.
Before, oh, okay.
Yeah, because Trump was like talking about this ban, mostly to ensure that surveillance wouldn't be happening and stuff by a Chinese government.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if it's been happening already for a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
right, everyone does it.
Just even from the government. Anyway, let's not go conspiracy theory. Yeah.
It's going to be like a 3-hour podcast.
Sorry, go on.
So the big reason why we bring this up on a gaming podcast is that Tencent owns a massive stake in the gaming industry.
I actually didn't realize how involved they were.
Yeah. So here's a list of companies, released by Slasher. So that Tencent currently has 100% stake in Riot Games, 40% stake in Epic Games, and then they have some stake in Activision, Blizzard, Bluehole, Ubisoft, Reddit, Discord, Grinding Gear Games, Frontier Developments, Paradox Interactive, Funcom, Shark Mob, Fat Shark, and Kakao. Like, so many games.
What?
Yeah, the list goes forever.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I knew it would have impacted it, but that's a lot, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's scary. That's really scary.
It's crazy. The amount they own is astronomical.
What is that? I'm just going to do Google while you are talking.
That's all good. But what I was curious about, I'd like to know the details of, I can't really find anything, but does Tencent, because Tencent owns some of Epic Games, does that mean that Tencent would potentially own some of Unreal Engine? And then it's like half the games today are made by Unreal Engine. So I mean that, yeah. No, a lot of changes would have had to have been had.
Wait.
Which is pretty huge.
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder how nitty gritty it gets though. So what exactly was being stopped between the States and China?
So it was just like financial transactions, basically meaning that if nothing changes, like TikTok and WeChat and all, wouldn't be able to make money in America. They wouldn't be allowed to.
Yeah.
They could still, I think they could still run like the apps and stuff. They just couldn't take any monetary transactions.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't realize how much it would shut down.
Yeah.
It's funny how quickly that, blew up. because of like video games, because it's almost as if there was no foresight towards the announcement. And like quite clearly, it's not like they made a change. It was evident that it was never going to impact that side of, you know, the whole decision being video games. But you'd think that they would have thought about it, but it seems as though that they didn't. Because they didn't make that clear until it blew up, and then they were like, no, we're all good, it's all G. So
yeah.
I don't know. I just found that interesting.
Yeah. It's all pretty hectic, but there was an update by Sam Dean. Sam Dean, what is his credential? The White House confirmed on Thursday night that the executive order is aimed at WeChat transactions specifically and such. So which means, Sam Dean clarified it on Twitter, video game companies owned by Tencent will not be affected by this executive order. White House official confirmed to the LA Times that the EO only blocks transactions related to WeChat. So Riot Games, League of Legends, Epic Games, Fortnite are all safe. And yeah, pending updates. But yeah, gaming industry is okay. But it was a big shock. Like,
yeah, it was. It was like
half. That was a good hour or so where half the gaming industry was going to be going under.
Yeah.
Unless big changes happened.
I mean, that wouldn't have happened. Like that response would have, honestly, that response would have been as big as a lot of other movements in the last, you know, in previous years.
Yeah.
Man, people love their games. But I'm looking at this Tencent company. Its revenue recorded for 2019 was $377 billion.
That's insane.
I wonder what that is in, like, US.
What currency was that in?
Chinese yen, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, $377. How many zeros is billion?
Too many. It's an 8.
Yeah.
Is it 8? 8 digits. Two guys on the computer.
Dude, doesn't matter right now. Doesn't matter. Anyway. I got really invested in that for a second and forgot what was happening.
Yeah. But yeah, that's that.
Well, look, crisis averted. You know, crisis averted. We're going to have to get a new emblem for it. A new bloody, you know, just maybe just put
Thankfully, I don't think that's going to happen many times.
No. I'm just talking about like crisis averted.
Yeah.
But we'll just put me, just take a clip of me going. And it's like crisis averted. I like that.
I can do that for you, man.
Oh, man. So ridiculous. But to some more... Do you want to talk about Fall Guys now or later?
We can talk about it now.
Let's talk about Fall Guys. So Fall Guys, for those of you who don't know what Fall Guys is, you're living under a rock. Fall Guys is a new multiplayer battle royale style puzzle platform competitive Mario Party-esque game, right? Would you describe it in any other way?
Yeah. No. I wouldn't describe it. That is a good description.
Yeah, okay, cool. yeah. Would you describe it any other way? Uh-huh. Yeah, a lot of other ways, actually. anyway, so this game's come out. It's dropped on PS4. Which is free if you've got PlayStation Plus and Steam. And if you've got Steam, for us, it's like $28, so it's like $20, I think. And it's out. So just for starters, this game's currently in beta, and it got flogged on release. And I don't think anyone, especially the Fall Guys developer gang, realized how many people were going to jump on, because in the first 24 hours, they had 1.5 million new players, which is absolutely unbelievable. And honestly, Sam, do we do it? Do we bring back the Good On 'Em Award?
Yeah, we can.
I feel like this is a good
one. Wipe the dust off.
Yeah, I think, you know, bust that out. Bust that plaque out of the cupboard. It's
That's a Good On 'Em Award.
That's a good
one. We don't have the sound effect. It's been so long.
It's been...
We don't have anything set up for it.
It's been so long since
something good happened.
we've been in a massive place of transition, which means we don't have wacky shit set up at the moment. But... Anyway, so Fall Guys drops. It's crazy. What has also happened with Fall Guys is, firstly, it's just an insanely fun, accessible Battle Royale-style game, and it doesn't feel like a typical Battle Royale, which is why it's just done so well. So it's beating GTA 5 and PUBG in sales on Steam, and it cracked 120,000 concurrent players on Steam.
Yeah, that's so
like
huge.
That is, I just, good on them. Bloody Devolver.
Wrestling on the servers. Like they're just overcoming all the server bulk now. Like
it's insane. I mean, like what's your take on it? Because I'm in love with the game. I adore it.
Oh yeah, it's a great game. I can see myself getting bored of it at some point. But like it's a great game. Like when I say I can see myself getting bored of it, that's me personally, because I'm a big on RPG or just shooter kind of games.
Yeah.
I do like these kind of games, but I can only play them for so long. But if you're a big platformer fan, like this is the perfect game, and it's the only way you're going to get any kind of battle royale sense from a platformer.
It completely and utterly itches that scratch for me.
Yeah, and it's seriously, if you were to recommend someone a fun game like this, this is the embodiment of fun.
Yeah,
it's just
it is.
Flat out fun.
It's quick. It's simple. It's to the point. It's intense. It's a lot of competition, you know?
100%. And like it's a brand new game. It's still in early access, I think. Is it? No, full release.
It's in beta. It's in beta.
Beta. Okay.
Yeah.
Because there are, I think it's apart from the servers, like you have to give them a leeway on the servers. It's bound to happen.
No, and that's
I'm like kind of like pretty disappointed in the people who are saying who are giving those bad reviews and stuff. It's so immature. It's like how can a small indie company expect this amount of players? Yeah. Like that'd be very is it arrogant if they were?
Yeah, arrogant, a little bit narcissistic, you know, egotistical. Yeah, yeah. Just all
ego,
those things.
Ego move, egotistical for sure. Yeah. If they were to ever be like, oh yeah, this is going to get 120,000 players. It's totally that kind of game. So,
I'm so sorry to cut you off, but this is fully on the point. What was that arena shooter that came out that completely flopped and the guy behind it was like a Chad?
Overwatch?
No, Overwatch. You, you are going to piss off.
Lawbreakers.
Lawbreakers. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That guy went into that expecting that game to be the biggest fucking news, and it wasn't at all. And like, this is the exact opposite of that story, which is so cool. It's, oddly enough, it reminds me of Rocket League.
Yeah. Yeah. It's that kind of vibe where it's just, it's here to be fun.
Yeah. And like Rocket League, it's not something I play 24/7.
Yeah.
But it definitely has its place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did completely cut you off. Please go on. I'm the worst person ever.
I forgot what kind of train I was on. But yeah, don't leave bad reviews, basically. I mean, I'm sure you've heard that before over the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't leave them yet.
Just give it a minute.
But it's already a great game. I mean, yeah. I don't see why you give it a bad review, but just don't give it a bad review for servers.
Yeah, server capacity isn't a representation of the game, is what I'm trying to say.
They know what they're doing. Like the game has so much potential for extra stuff being added. Like they can easily add in new courses and maps and whatnot.
Oh, dude, custom
just
courses.
Even if it's just one at a time, it's still. Like it'd be so easy to do, and the battle pass is awesome. The costumes are awesome. Like it's actually fun trying to unlock all of them. The fact that you can in the store buy cosmetics using the crowns that you win, so you gain one crown for winning a game.
Yeah.
Okay. Like for coming first, and then you gain a crown. You can actually use those crowns to buy. Cosmetics in the store. That's really cool. Mm. And then, like the marketing team knows what they're doing. Like they did they were just giving away early access keys to the big streamers, and then those streamers are giving away to the viewers and stuff. And it was going wild. Just looked like a bunch of fun. That's how I found out about it. Just all these big streamers playing it. It's awesome. If you have $30 Australian free, go play it.
It is worth it. Like, just get a couple of mates, jump in. It's hilarious.
Yeah. The one thing I will say is if you're in a party with like three other friends, so you got four person party, and you get like a limbed first round, everyone else gets through. It's like you can only spectate so much, you know?
Mm.
If you keep getting games like that over and over. So they need to figure out something to do that someone can do while they're spectating.
Yeah, they need to be able to access and customize their character or something like that. Like
Even if they get thrown into some other like it's like a waiting room or something where you can just fuck around or whatever. Cool.
I don't think they should be able to come back. I don't think it's the game for that. I didn't really
Fall Guys gulag.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude. Could you imagine? Oh, my glasses are broken, sorry. But going through their Twitter post talking about how many players they had over the first 24 hours, there's a lot of love and support, but there's a lot of people being like, oh, servers are down, oh, fixed tail tag hitbox. Oh, like
that hitbox is insane though. I'm gonna lie.
But did you? I just put a photo in the Discord chat. This is one of the. This is a meme someone put in there for a skin idea.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, dude. it's a little blob dude with a server skin.
They're getting a lot of fan art. It's really cool.
Yeah, man. It's
like legit stuff.
It's so good. But anyway, Fall Guys, fantastic. Well done, gang. You guys killed it.
Try it out. Oh, yeah. I forgot my story.
I thought we were just going in there for dramatic effect, you know?
Serious Sam 4, Kelly. Serious Sam 4 is delayed until next month.
There you go.
Which new trailer reveals.
Mm-hmm.
Released a new trailer. It was originally stated to launch in August, but it is now launching September 24th. No reason was given for the delay, the only acknowledgement of the new date, and an amusing quip in the subtitle that reads, "For real this time." And yeah, that's basically it on that story.
Okay.
It's a very short one.
Well, I mean, look.
It's coming later.
Well, no, even so, like, dude, I'm excited for Serious Sam. We love that game.
Oh, yeah. We need replays.
We do. We should do a little stream playthrough of it. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Get involved. I mean, so what was that? End of September?
September 24, yeah.
So there it is. Serious Sam 4. Honestly, if you haven't played any of the Serious Sam games, I mean, pick up Serious Sam 3 just because it's the most recent, even though it's still like mid-2000s. They're all an absolute blast. It's just absolute mayhem and chaos. Go and
yeah.
Up until then. Like, run through them. They're dirt cheap. You could pick them up for, like, a few dollars, I imagine.
It's just, like, FPS mayhem and at its best. Just co-op. It does have, like, PvP, but I remember playing PvP. That was fun on there. But, yeah, it's like a Quake with a stupid storyline, essentially.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
If that's a good description.
I agree. I mean, I just think it's a fun sort of... It's a game that you're not going to play all the time, but it's definitely worth a few hours of your time.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But let's talk about the Switch yet again, you know, because the Switch has gone through its time in the last 12 months of its existence, but they've boosted, or they are reporting that they're increasing their units because they were out of stock for a hot minute because, well, there was all sorts of stuff. There was people Autobot buying them to resell at twice the value. They went out of stock alone because of COVID. Was there anything else, or were those the two sort of main
points? I think that covered it.
So what's happened is, in the beginning, when the Switch dropped, its forecast was 19 million units. And then in April of 2020, they had to increase that to 22 million units. And now in March 2021, they will have increased that, their orders for the units, to 25 million. 25 million units.
Damn.
Yeah. Insane.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so many Switches do. And a lot of it's to do with Animal Crossing, because Animal Crossing has sold something absurd, like 22.5 million copies, which has beaten out Super Smash. And it came a bit behind Mario Kart. Mario Kart sold a lot more than I thought it would, dude. 26 mil. Hot damn. But anyway. So if you're looking to get a Switch and you don't want to pay $7,000 for one on eBay, it looks like you may be able to do that. And then you can spend, as my mum has, 800 hours getting absolutely ripped off by Tom Nook.
Has she actually got 800 hours?
My mum legitimately has 800 hours plus on Animal Crossing.
Yeah, wow. That's my veteran player.
She told me about it and she was like, oh, you guys should stream it. You guys should stream my island. Her island is insane, man. But yeah, it's absurd.
That'd be cool to see.
Yeah. She did a whole 6-minute recorded video on her Facebook to all her friends. It's insane. Oh, yeah. She does a tour of her island. It's very cool. Anyway, I'm just like, shout out my mom. My mom's a legend. I love you, mum.
Shout out to mums.
Yeah, shout out to mums, dude. But yeah, if you want a Switch, you're going to get one soon. So cop it, all right? And go get some bloody Breath of the Wild into you.
Switch it up. Apple says cloud gaming services like Google Stadia and Microsoft X Cloud violate the App Store guidelines, which is pretty big when it comes to owning an iPhone. So... everyone knows what xCloud and Stadia
violate the guidelines. I wonder.
So the reason why they violate guidelines is since you have the ability to go from xCloud or Stadia through those apps and then download more apps from those apps. So apps as in games.
Gotcha.
Means that it violates their guidelines because it's like a third party app download.
It's like a DRM app, essentially, on a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah. It cuts out like a big part of the market of just iOS. And this means until. I don't know if streaming apps like Stadia and xCloud are going to be excused eventually. They're not excused, if they're not excused, it means that these apps and future apps, because there will be more apps like this, like NVIDIA Shield and
this is whatnot, just the beginning of like game streaming. It's only just starting to get good.
Yeah.
We haven't seen
Yeah, it just means they can't operate on iOS, which is unfortunate.
That's so weird because, I mean, it's not an intentional thing. It's just a new thing that doesn't abide by their pre-existing guidelines. It's not like Apple's maliciously fighting game streaming on mobile devices. So surely it's going to get pushed past, like, over time. It'd have to.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, the policy being, their guidelines be amended.
Yeah,
because otherwise, you know, it just doesn't seem right.
It's a bit weird. It's a bit weird that it has to be this way, but I don't know how they'd solve it. Official statement from Apple regarding the situation is, the App Store was created to be a safe and trusted place for customers to discover and download apps and a great business opportunity for all developers. Before they go on our store, all apps are reviewed against the same set of guidelines that are intended to protect customers and provide a fair and level playing field to developers. Our customers enjoy great apps and games from millions of developers, and gaming services can absolutely launch on the App Store as long as they follow the same set of guidelines applicable to all developers, including submitting games individually for review and appearing in charts and search. In addition to the App Store, developers can choose to reach all iPhone and iPad users over the web through Safari and other browsers on the App Store. So, like said before, just the nature of these streaming. So, you just heard it. Like, Apple wants games to go through the App Store, not through apps.
Well, it's never gonna work.
Yeah, it won't work that way.
Yeah.
Unless, I don't know, man.
That's a shame.
It's not gonna work.
That's a shame if it doesn't change, because that really impacts a whole portion of their potential market.
Yeah. Microsoft straight up just cancelled all testing for iOS. Like, they're fully out of it.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I don't know where Stadia sits.
Interesting. But yeah,
it's crazy. Crazy Man. Stuff.
Well, look, let's talk about China again. This is following on from a previous thing we've spoken about in a previous episode. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. If you remember, we'll talk about, they were going to implement that name verification system thing, across the nation. And if we have or haven't, I believe we have. Anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on in China with video games at the moment. And there's a few other things I'll touch on that are around this while I go through it. But essentially, it's been in the works for a while, but as of September, launching nationwide is China's real name verification system for games. So what this is doing is they're calling it an attempt and an approach to protect their young people and their, you know, easily influenced is not the words they use, but it's how I'm interpreting it more or less. But just protecting their youth, essentially, because they feel like video games and playing games all the time, and it's just not, and being on the internet and not being restricted in there. Anyway, it's China. We won't even go into that. But once it's implemented, essentially everyone is going to be verified by their real name, which is attached to an ID, so the government can can see what's going on and verify who is playing in a video game as a person, and what that person is and what their name is and who they are, and I guess every other piece of information about them that the government would store. But what happened is, a little bit more news on Tencent, is them and NetEase, which are two of the biggest Chinese gaming companies in the industry over there, they were ahead of the game and implemented their own verification systems, with some games requiring facial recognition to play. So what's crazy, though, is this goes on top of all of the other limits that they put in place in 2019. So the State Administration of Press and Publications, the SAPP, or the SAPPA, is the body in charge of regulating games. And when they introduced new limits, what happened is they restricted how much time and money minors can spend on video games. Anyone under the age of 18 was limited to 90 minutes per day, per week, like on weekdays, and then 3 hours on a given holiday day. So like a weekend or a public holiday, I suppose.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, essentially to enforce those limits, players are required to give out their real names to check against the ID. And then that's it. They're just bloody watchdog, you know?
Watchdog style.
I don't know. China's an interesting place, and I don't really understand China. Because this boggles my mind a lot.
Nah, it's just the way they run everything. It's just the way they do.
I know. Yeah, I mean, communism. But what's interesting, though, is their game sales in China, Trials game sales have surged 22% in the first half of this year due to COVID.
Well,
which is the complete opposite of what the government's pushing. So, yeah. Like, the actual industry as far as video games is, like, operating isn't actually being impacted by any of this because it's thriving, which is crazy. So,
yeah.
That's China.
China. Right. Aeon must die. Don't know if anybody has read up on this or seen a lot about video game developer unions starting to pop up.
Yeah, it's been a thing recently.
Or getting into the works. But here is a case, a juicy one. Aeon Must Die devs reveal that crunch and abuse are the reasons why they quit Limestone Games. So Limestone Games have been, reportedly doing some nasty stuff to developers, like not paying and using their work without the rights to do so.
Yeah.
Like IP rights.
Yeah, I was like stealing IP and shit. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. If Aeon Must Die was revealed at Sony's State of Play with a trailer that was fully formed by freelancers because the developers that were going to put the trailer together had quit.
Really?
Like recently beforehand because
they left them in the lurk. Holy shit.
Yeah, hang on. Let me rephrase quit, sorry. That was bad wording. Not quit. they did not quit that I know of. But basically what happened was they put up a trailer and they didn't pay their workers for it, the developers.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they quit. Then they're like, no, fuck you guys. You can't use the IP. Yeah. That's what happened.
Yeah, okay.
They didn't leave them in the dark. It was
Sorry, no, I think I misunderstood what you said. I thought
I didn't word it right. I want to make sure I word this right. Jesus.
So they asked me to make a trailer, and I fucking quit.
Yeah,
out of there.
There's some comments on the original trailer upload that say people who have worked on every shot of this are no longer with the company holding IP rights. Some were not even paid for their work. This trailer has a pending conflict of IP. The real IP for the game was stolen from the creators via foul play. And final reaction of the publisher to this information remains to be unseen. So yeah, it's crazy. And then the development team put together a Dropbox that's available to the public that they released during State of Play, which contains statements and evidence. Some details of which, such as names, has been redacted for legal reasons. it details how 8 of the employees at Limestone Games, including the founder, CCO, all resigned due to endless crunch, harassment, abuse, corruption, and manipulation.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like absolute shit time. I don't know, man. Seems like hell to work for these guys, but while it's trying to resolve the work contract, Limestone Games apparently sent the team a message in regards to discussing completion of them, but each employee was to be seen individually at different times, which they declined to do, believing this to be an attempt to segregate them. Yeah. It's just, this is like a horror story, man.
Yeah,
I'll read you guys some updates since after this story came out.
This was only like in the last few days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe how, like,
before the weekend.
Yeah. Nuts.
The publisher, Focus Home Interactive, have released a statement on Twitter regarding the documents saying, "As the publisher of this video game, Focus is carefully looking into allegations and will draw the necessary conclusions if they are proven to be well-founded, and then take all appropriate measures. This comes despite the employees sending Focus a confidential letter, which they discovered was in possession of Limestone's CTO." But yeah, wait, that's the second update. "The devs told us they'll be setting up a fundraiser." So the devs have a fundraiser called the IGDA, Independent Game Developers Association.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funding so that developers can stay afloat.
Yeah.
That's it. So you can Google that, Independent Game Developers Association, and you'll be able to find the fundraiser through that if you wish to support them or help them out. Yeah.
Man, that's
a big story, dude.
And yeah. What's even worse is I'm about to go into something that's exactly the same. Well,
yeah,
not exactly the same, but a bit similar.
We're recording again.
Nice. After some mild... Actually, not even technical difficulties. We just started recording to the wrong drive and we're running out of room.
Yeah, let's switch drives.
We are back, but unfortunately not continuing with good news. So, following the unfortunate circumstances happening to what Sam was just talking about, there is a lot of tension happening over at Blizzard as employees are preparing a list of demands addressing their salary in differences at the World of Warcraft firm. No, I did not pick up this freaking article because it's way out. Okay? Just get off my case.
Nerd. Huh? Fucking nerd, dude.
Boomer. Bloody boomer.
Boomer,
game.
Yeah.
Boomer. Zoomer. Zoomer. Anyway, so earlier this week, reportedly staff started sharing salaries and they were trying to figure out whether or not there was any disparity in wages between different departments and the different pay levels and all these other things. So what's happened is staff are using this like an internal system called Slack. You've heard of Slack, right?
Yeah.
So they had like a Slack channel. So it was like 870 members in there, all of them drafting workplace requests, which is hectic. So a lot of the demands are just include fair pay, increased sick leave, holiday allowances, pay rises for customer services and QA workers, because there's currently no structure, it seems, available for that. And then changes in how promotions are given to begin with. So a lot of these things that the workers are putting together are expected to be presented to management the end of last week. What happened is there was a bit of a response. A spokesperson responded with an email statement that said, "We will continue to adapt our compensation to build and keep the workforce our company needs today and tomorrow. We understand that some Blizzard employees have specific requests and we look forward to hearing from them directly." It says direction, but I'm guessing that's a typo. A lot of the documented stuff is Man, staff being paid less than 40 grand a year.
Like, it's American.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And apparently, so that's half the median household income in California, where the headquarters is based. After reading about some other stuff with, actually, I'll get into that very shortly. Actually, a really interesting note is that I didn't realize how much freaking money Activision made. In this case, Activision, like Blizzard. So their recent financial results, they recorded revenues up to $1.92 billion, which is $500 million up from last year. Blizzard specifically seeing a 20% year-on-year increase in revenues to $461 million, which is insane.
That's crazy.
What I found more interesting was, this isn't the first time this has been discussed. This is, you know, it's been started being discussed over the last week or two. But there was more response from Blizzard or like a spokesperson or something. And I just want to read a couple of them because how it reads to me doesn't sound nice. Is our goal has always been to ensure we compensate our employees fairly and competitively. We are constantly reviewing compensation philosophies to better recognize the talent of our highest performers and keep us competitive in the industry, all with the aim of rewarding and investing more in top employees. All I'm hearing there is that they're just investing in their little champions. So all they're doing is they're investing in specific people in their skill set. They're not investing in their advertised job description and role.
Yeah.
Which it's obviously far-fetched in the event that all of this is the case, I'm not discrediting all these people that are coming out saying they're not getting paid well enough or not getting paid fairly. But to me, it just sounds like, employees are being paid based on what their manager or, you know, whatever their superior, whoever makes that decision, thinks they're worth, not what, as a company, they've decided that position is worth. And I think that's a very poor way to approach paying wages. But man, what's with all this shit stuff going on in the video game industry? Actually, in saying that, it's not just going on. It sounds like it's been going on for a hot minute. But
yeah, I mean, those stories, like Blizzard have had issues like this for a while.
This isn't new.
I think like last year, man.
Because there was an internal survey done last year, which was showing a lot of people. It was like a staff survey, and it was like, you know, we do them at work, like, you know, staff engagement surveys. I'm guessing it would have been along the lines of that, and it was a lot of people talking about their salary. So there was a lot of discussion about that a year ago too. It's just now either, you know, one, nothing has changed, and two, nothing has changed. There wasn't a two. It was the same answer. Do you know what's crazy though? So the CEO, Bobby Kotick, I think that's how you pronounce his last name, in the 30 years that he's been CEO, his share value has increased from 10 million to 50 billion plus.
Wow, that's
a lot. Like a lot. And I mean, that's not necessarily, that's like just share value. But what it suggests is that it's incredibly profitable. Which further suggests that they're just stitching up their people.
They're not paying, yeah.
You know, the thing that frustrates me the most, I think, hearing what you were just talking about in this, is that this whole idea of becoming a video game developer and making video games is like this euphoric, beautiful, like, dream. I can just do what I want. Dream. And then when you've got absolute filth cunts like that, that are just there for profit, operating a business, not there for the actual purpose of it, just walking away with big money and just abusing people, that's completely sucking away the magic from what is this whole industry. And if all of this is as true as it's being written, then I'm very sad and very disappointed. And I just genuinely apologize and feel sorry for everyone that's like impacted by this. And it's not even, and like this obviously stretches to just unfair pay, but we're just talking about video game in the industry in specific for this show. We won't go into the philosophies of how people should be paid on the Nerdsit podcast, I don't think. Look, give him another beer and he'll be here for another hour.
I guess it's just what happens when art, like business gets in art. There'll be people in the industry who are just more business minded. And not saying that business minded people are bad, like most.
No, we need it.
It's needed. It's most business minded people aren't like this, but there are some people who just like, how can we maximize money over overall comfort?
How I'm interpreting all of this is a lot of the focus seems to be how can we appease and attract more shareholders, and how can we make our shareholders happy to invest more in their shares? And that's how they become successful, because their shareholders are supplying the success of this company. I mean, obviously on top of what the developers are putting out, but when you've got a publisher like Activision on top of you as well, I mean, it's not EA, but Activision, you know, they've had some rough trots in the past anyway, man. Like Activision,
they just pump out the same game every year.
They're not all rainbows and unicorns, dude. So
yeah. I mean, name one big video game company that isn't all rainbows.
Bungie?
Okay.
Maybe?
Maybe you nailed it. Who knows? I can't think of anything that's happened over there.
Come with me again. Go on. Give me another one.
Look, they made Destiny.
But you're right, man. Like, and that was kind of my point before, is this isn't me just having an opinion specifically towards the video game industry and pay. This is just a global opinion I have about all work. This isn't isolated to this field of the world, or this area of life. It's just that this is why we're talking about it. It's just that there are some greedy people out there, and unfortunately it's impacting us gamers, and us gamers, we just need G Fuel and games.
Yeah. And the same time, we can't live without them because we need people who know how to handle money.
No, and that's it. But what we don't need is people that are looking, that are handling their own money.
Yeah. So they put their own money first.
Exactly. Yeah. And that'll
before
take care of the
art.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all this is. Like, the art's there because the people that are on the ground working are putting in their heart, which is evident in so many games that come out, but they're just being abused for it, which is the problem. So it's just these big people, these big, greedy, yucky, gross people that are just abusing and taking advantage of. And it's not good. I don't like it. Anyway, that's a really rough note to end on. Have we got anything?
I think that was the last story.
I know that was the last story. I should have mixed it up. I should have put Fall Guys at the end or something.
No, it's all good. We have to have our first video episode back as a downer, so one's better. It's only up from here.
Only up from here. This is actually just lowering your standards to increase our quality in your eyes.
Like next episode, this is going to be way better.
Yeah, and dude.
That, which is why I should come back for the next episode.
Yeah, you should definitely come back. Because this was good, but like you don't know what we're capable of.
Yeah, like what's going to happen next episode? Don't even know, dude.
Dude, you don't know, I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a wild concept. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. You can listen to the podcast on all streaming services, which now, once again, includes YouTube. We're on YouTube. And eventually, we are planning to bring this back to the streaming space on Twitch.
We got some work in.
It'll all be happening again. I forget why we stopped the first time. I'm sure we explained it. in the episode. But yeah, anyway, you catch us weekly for every Monday. Catch us weekly every Monday on your favorite streaming service and YouTube.
We'll keep you posted. Send us stuff. Send us a meme or two. Tell us you like us. Tell us you don't like us. You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We love it all. Yeah, give it all. Give us all of it. All right, guys. We'll catch you later. Peace.